Now we can enter the world of tefillah. So it's called a world specifically because we're not just talking about davening three times a day. There's a world of tefillah which needs to be entered. When a person lives in the world of tefillah, he's living a different life. Ultimately, the level we're talking about is when not 15 minutes pass by without us saying something to Hashem, asking for something, thanking for something. That's the world of tefillah. It's not a set time of day. It's a way of life. So let's try to understand this. True Jewish life, real living, is when we live in the constant company of Hashem. We learn Torah with Hashem, we do mitzvah with Hashem, we go to work with Hashem, we parent with Hashem, and so on. The catalyst which creates this kind of connection with Hashem is davening. The true inner purpose of tefillah is to bring about this connection so that we can live with Hashem. If we understand that this is the point of tefillah, it's obvious that we can't just daven three times a day. We need to form a constant connection with Hashem, and how can we limit it to just three points during the day? David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Va'ani tefillah, I am tefillah. What does that mean, I am tefillah? It means that his whole being, his whole life, his thoughts, his aspirations, his actions were lived through tefillah. He lived every aspect of his life with Hashem, and his connection was tefillah, so he became tefillah. The doorway into this amazing world of closeness is the Emunah we've been discussing. We have to start by remembering Hashem all day, and then we can start talking to Him. If Hashem is on our mind, little by little, minute after minute, until He never leaves His thoughts, and we see how He makes everything happen, how He cares, He knows, He activates all that we have, and He's responsible for everything that happens, and no one else makes it happen. When that's in our heart, then Hashem has a true place in this world, in our lives, and then we can enter the world of tefillah and begin communicating and connecting to Hashem on a regular basis, becoming ani tefillah, living our lives through tefillah. It's important to understand the perspective of tefillah that, you know, we daven for all kinds of things, which are all important to us. We daven for sick people to become well, for people to have children. Others should find a livelihood. Our children should be successful, should be healthy, and so on. And truly, tefillah has that ability to bring tremendous yeshuas and bracha. But the real purpose of tefillah is to communicate and to connect to Hashem. Tefillah is the primary form of dveikas that we have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that we can have a relationship with Chai Olamim. It's vital to always remember that no matter what we're davening for, that's secondary to the fact that we're davening. We're talking to Malach Malchei HaMelachim. In truth, all forms of Avodas Hashem are principally forms of Dveikus in Hashem, as we've discussed previously. But by tefillah in particular, it's so important not to lose sight of what we're really doing, and not get sidetracked by the need we're davening for or everything else. Tefillah comes from the same root as Naftali, as Leah said, Naftule Elekim Naftalti, I've connected with Hashem, and that's the essence of davening. There's a pasuk in Tehillim with which Rav Shimshon Pinkus would expound upon, Ki toiv chazdecho michayim, sfasa yisha b'chuncha. Your kindness is better than life, my lips will praise you. So he says, what does this mean? He would give a mashal. Someone suffered from an illness and was attended by a doctor, and over the course of treatment they became very good friends. And when he finally recovered, he said, I'm grateful that you healed me, but I'm even happier that I have gained a new friend. So that's what it means. Ki toiv chazdecho michayim, this chesed that I have the ability to be close with you, this kindness that I can have a relationship with you, is better than my life. Sefasa yisha b'chuncha, and that's why we praise you. That's why we daven, to be able to achieve that beautiful relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu.